Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Healthy Mom Happy Home podcast, where we believe that when moms are healthy and happy, the entire home thrives. I'm Jenna, your host, functional nutritional therapy practitioner and fellow mom on a mission to empower, inspire, and uplift you on your wellness journey. So today we are exploring a time-honored tradition that holds a special place in our hearts, family dinners. So we're going to talk through just how powerful family dinners can be. So we are a world that is constantly on the move, and the simple act of even just sitting down together as a family for dinner has profound significance. It's not just about food, it's about the connections, the conversations, and the love that are shared around the dinner table. So I am so very excited to dive into this heartwarming topic together. Family dinners have been a cherished tradition for generations. It goes across cultures and time. There's an opportunity for families to come together, share stories, and strengthen family relationships. The family dinner table has like a warm and welcoming setting, and it has witnessed countless moments of joy, laughter, and love throughout history. And it's a tradition that truly stretches across generations and even just creates a nostalgia for so many of us. It's really a time... It's a time to connect, and it's unfortunately something that we're just not prioritizing in our culture anymore. It's something that we've done for generations, but not something that we seem to think is very important as a culture. So today I really want to talk about just the importance of that. Why is it still important? Why should we still do it? So for us at our house, family dinners are a time to connect over good food. We like to teach manners at dinner time and then just have conversations about our day. We take a minute to pray and thank God for our food and each other and then eat the good food. Family dinners really provide a sacred space where parents, children, and even extended family members can come together and share their lives. It's a place where we can tell stories, we exchange ideas and experiences, and just even talk through, like, how did your day go today? Just talk through the day's events and, talk about what things went well, what things you hope would go better in the future. It's really, again, just a time to connect and an important time for us for sure. But in today's just super fast-paced world, we are busy, busy people. It's easy to overlook the importance of continuing this beautiful tradition, but it is worth cherishing and passing on to future generations. So as we explore the power of family dinners, let's remember that we're not just talking about meals, but we're really, really getting down to the heart of family life and the traditions that just bring us all together as a family. So I'm gonna share some studies. Research from various fields have consistently shown that family dinners can have a profound impact on our lives. So let's just dive into some of these findings. So a 2018 study in the JAMA Network found that eating meals with family members is associated with a better diet overall, which I'm sure is not really that surprising. Especially among adolescents. So teenagers who ate with their family are more likely to consume fruits and vegetables and less fast food and sugary beverages. And we all want that, right? We want our teenagers eating healthy food, even though they may not want to. So we all want our kids eating the best possible diet. And you're here listening right now because you want your kid to excel in life and you want to set them up for lifelong health. And one of the ways that you can do that is by sharing a meal together at home. And I find that so encouraging in so many ways. Studies have demonstrated that children who eat regularly with their families tend to perform better in school. The act of sharing a meal encourages conversation and bonding, fostering a supportive environment for learning. Again, super important. And then according to a 2015 review by a group of Canadian researchers, frequent family dinners can prevent issues with eating disorders, alcohol and substance abuse, violent behavior, depression, and suicidal thoughts in adolescents. Young female study participants were especially likely to reap the protective mental health benefits of family meals. And a 2022 survey by the American Health Association found that 91% of parents reported that their families were significantly less stressed when their families eat meals together regularly. And we're not even just talking about dinner here. This can really be any meal. eating around the table is intentional time to connect. You can go deep, you can keep things lighthearted, but it's a time where no one is distracted with their devices or their own activities. It's a time where we can bond and grow in our relationships with each other. And it's not like, you know, eating food together is this magical thing, but it's more the conversations that happen around that, the bonds that we grow, the traditions. Those things are more likely what's helpful with, you know, the academic excellence that can come from eating family dinners, or the children feeling supported and the mental health benefits. It's incredible how something as simple as sitting down to dinner together can have such a profound impact on family life and individual well-being. So let's talk a little bit about the whole no devices at the table. So at the dinner table, there's a unique opportunity for a technology-free zone. It's a moment to unplug. We're all together. You put away your devices and engage in meaningful conversation and intentional connection. And the statistics are truly astounding. A study by the Pew Research Center found that 95% of teenagers have access to a smartphone, and nearly half of them report to being online almost constantly. This digital connection, while valuable in so many ways, has the potential to encroach upon real life connections, and especially at the dinner table. Just put them away, guys. And here's the good news. It's never too late to set boundaries and establish a tech-free zone during family dinners. And in fact, it's more crucial than ever to preserve this sacred space for genuine human interaction. When we set aside our devices and commit to being present with our loved ones during meals, something magical happens. Conversations become more engaging. Laughter fills the room. Connections grow stronger. You might get some pushback, especially if this is something that your family has been used to. But as parents, we can set the example. We can put away our devices during dinner. We can demonstrate to our children the value of these precious moments where they have our full attention. So making time for family dinners, this can definitely be a struggle for people as well. Busy schedules can often make family dinners seem like a challenge. And I have an entire podcast episode on making healthy family meals on a busy schedule. It's episode 3, so check that out. But a few things that you can do to make it a little bit easier is plan. Pick a day during the week, plan out your meal, get your kids involved, and prep when you have time. This all alleviates the stress of what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Or even getting the kids involved helps with the stress of are they going to like what I cook? Or what if they don't eat it? Meal planning is truly self-care for me, and it helps with the overwhelm and the stress that raising a family can bring. Batch cooking is also really helpful on those busy days. Batch cook meat or have salads prepped and ready to go. You can batch cook your breakfast. You can, you know, during your meal planning, make sure that you have everything ready for lunches on the go. You can chop vegetables ahead of time and have that ready to go. And then also remember that while dinner together is important, it's not always a reality for many of us. You know, there are always things going on in the evenings. It can be really challenging to do that. So what meal can you do? Can you do a breakfast together, maybe a big brunch on the weekends, or make the most out of the dinners that you can spend together and be really intentional about connection during those times? I love to ask my kids and my husband, what is the best part of your day? What part of your day was most challenging? You know, they're not always like super excited to answer those questions, but I'm intentionally trying to connect with them and intentionally trying to create conversation. We've got a daily question of the day that challenges our brains a bit and helps to foster connection at dinner time too. We talk about the books that we're reading and our weekend plans, and we even talk about what we like or don't like about the meals or what we could add to make it even tastier. So how can we make family dinners a regular part of our lives? If you're sitting there thinking, okay, this sounds good, but how do I make this happen? I think if you start small and build on that, it can be a lot less intimidating. So if you're coming from a place where you never have family dinners together, start with one night where you have time and designate it the family dinner night. It's a night where you don't eat in front of the TV. Everyone's home. It's a night where you take time to connect and enjoy your meal together. You can get the kids involved. I mentioned before that we're homeschooling our kids this year, and part of our homeschooling adventures this year is that each of our kids takes on planning and preparing a meal for the family once a month. I promise. I've seen it firsthand with my own family and with my clients. If you get your kids involved in the process, they have more buy-in to eat the food. They change habits if they get involved in the process. Also, you can reframe your thoughts on family meals. Maybe it's impossible due to work or family schedules to eat dinner together. What meals can you eat together? Maybe it's breakfast. Start there. Another really fun thing to do is like a themed night. So I love like Taco Tuesday. We do Waffle Wednesday during soup season, which we're coming right into right now. We do like a soupy Sunday. Just make it fun and make it an experience. And again, it doesn't have to be every night or every week, but you know, maybe once a month you can have a fun make your own pizza night and or whatever it is. But just if you can kind of make it an experience, that can be really, really helpful. So family dinners, they can just become the canvas for creating special moments and traditions. So whether it's a weekly themed dinner, a gratitude practice, or simply a designated family chef night, these moments can become cherished memories and leave long-lasting impacts. So as we wrap up this episode, and I know it's a shorter one today, but I just want to get it out here because I really truly think it's so important to have family dinners together. I hope that I've emphasized the importance of family dinners and creating connections, nurturing relationships, and making lasting memories. The power of these moments goes far beyond food. It extends to the nourishment of our souls and the strengthening of the bonds that make your family unique. Remember, it's never too late to start or revive this heartwarming tradition in your family. The benefits go beyond what's on the plate. They extend to the nourishment of our souls and strengthening the bonds that make your family unique. Thank you for joining me today on the Healthy Mom, Happy Home podcast. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with friends and family and connect with me on social media for more inspiration and ideas to enrich your family life. Bye.